Earl Stewart on Cars. Heard Tuesday from 4 till 6 p.m. And here's Earl Stewart's automotive tip of the day on 900 a.m. The Talk of the Palm Beaches.
Good morning. This is Earl. That's Earl Stewart of Earl Stewart on Cars. Earl Stewart on Cars is it's a radio talk show. Here's right on this station, 900 a.m. The Talk of the Palm Beaches, every Tuesday from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. Show's recorded, replayed on Sundays, same time slot, 4 to 6. What you're listening to now is a short version of that show, very short. It's about 2 minutes, and I do this every weekday, so you can catch me any weekday about this time with a tip for you about your car, how to maintain, repair, how to stay safe, how to buy or lease without being ripped off by your car dealer. My tip for the day has to do with your safety, and it's very important, and you may have heard this before. I was just advised, in fact, I discovered on Facebook that another Floridian has died in a Takata airbag explosion. This happened in the Tampa, St. Pete area last Wednesday. She was driving a 2002 Honda Accord. She was involved in an accident. The airbag deployed, but the steel canister that deploys the airbag exploded. That's the reason millions of Takata airbags have been recalled. 40 million of them are on the road right now. Very few have been fixed. Now, my tip of the day is very simply this. If you buy a used car, check first before you pay, sign on the dotted line with www.safercar.gov. That's the NHTSA website. Input the VIN number of the car you're thinking about purchasing. It will tell you if there is an airbag recall or any recall. It will also tell you if it has been fixed. Do not buy a used car without doing this. Safercar.gov, SAFERCAR.gov, G-O-V, safercar.gov. Input your VIN number before you buy any used car. There's a huge number of these cars out there that haven't been fixed. The used car dealers are allowed to sell them, which is a travesty of justice, by the way. And they're not even required to advise you the car has an airbag recall or another dangerous recall that hasn't been fixed. The worst part is millions of these don't have the parts available to be fixed. So even if you bought one and wanted to fix it, when you found out, the airbag inflators are not available. Check your car, www.safercar.gov, and put the VIN number. That's my tip of the day. I'll be back every weekday about this time. Another tip. Have a great day, and goodbye.